You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2009, the 16th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Montreal, Canada, from February 8th through February 11th, 2009.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
I'm Sarah Fishman. I'm a student at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. I work with Dr. Andrea Branch, and we did a study on acute hepatitis C transmission in HIV-infected men who have sex with men in New York City, and we compared their sexual behaviors and their drug use to a similar cohort of men in the UK to try to see if the behaviors of men in the New York cohort were different than men in the UK cohort. First, we looked at the demographics of the two cohorts, both in our study in New York. We had 21 individuals who filled in a survey on their sexual behaviors and their drug use. It was a survey that was similar to the survey used by the UK cohort. The age of the two cohorts was very similar. The New York cohort was 4 years older on average than the UK cohort. The New York cohort had an average age of 40 years old, and in the UK it was 36. We're dealing with a group of relatively mature adults here. CD4 counts in the New York cohort were 528 on average compared to 514 on average in the UK, so similar HIV status. Both cohorts had 50 to 60% of individuals with undetectable viral load, so well-managed HIV in both cohorts. In terms of the sexual behaviors that were practiced by the two cohorts, the New York cohort reported more protected oral sex, so active and passive oral sex with a condom, compared to subjects in the UK, although subjects in the UK reported more active and passive fisting. But those behaviors are not generally what we think of as behaviors that lead to transmission of acute hepatitis C, whereas behaviors that we do associate with transmission, specifically unprotected receptive anal sex, was similar, both cohorts showing around 75% of the subjects participating in that behavior. We also asked about drug use in the two cohorts. So the New York cohort reported approximately 25% of the cohort used IV drugs, whereas only 3% of the UK cohort reported IV drug use. So there's definitely more of a possibility of IV drug use contributing to the epidemic in New York versus in the UK.
Which drug are we talking about?
Well, we can't attribute it to a specific drug, but we can't say that generally injecting drugs is a risk factor in New York, whereas it's not in the UK for this sort of epidemic. Having said that, though, the men in the UK are more likely to use ketamines, non-crack cocaine, LSD, and ecstasy, whereas men in New York were not really using those drugs, but other recreational drugs like marijuana, methamphetamine, GHB were common between the two cohorts. Both cohorts did not report a lot of use of crack cocaine and heroin, uppers. But in terms of sharing drug implements, both cohorts report sharing rectal instruments and snorting instruments, but sharing injection instruments specifically was more common in the New York cohort. The other interesting fact is that more men in the UK reported a lifetime history of a sexually transmitted infection. Almost 85% of men in the UK who were reported to be part of a cohort with acute hep C transmission had a lifetime history of an STI versus only 40% in New York.
Do we know the STI?
Not specifically, no. So. But non-specific urethritis was a lot higher in the UK cohort than in the New York cohort.
What are your conclusions?
In conclusion, there's a lot more recreational drug use in the UK, which may be contributing to the slight increase in risky sexual behavior. IV drug use, though, was more common in the US. We definitely need more intensive screening of hepatitis C in HIV-positive MSM, especially in light of the rapid fibrosis progression that we've seen here in New York, and that treatment is better in the acute phase.
Are there only two studies on this subject right now, the one in Britain and the one in New York?
No, absolutely not. There's another study in France, actually, and studies in Amsterdam as well. So it's really very much a global epidemic that we're seeing. We've just only had a chance to compare it to the UK, but we definitely like to compare it to France. However, a difference between the study that was conducted in the UK and the study that was conducted in France is that I'm not aware of a control group in the French study, whereas we do have a control group in the New York group and in the UK group. So it's hard to identify what are the actual risk factors for acute hepatitis C transmission in the French cohort, for example.
Most of the men who were looked at, were they zero starting with other HIV-positive men, so they were having unprotected sex with other positive MSM?
We really don't have data on that specifically. We do have some data on where the men go to meet other men, and we do see a lot of internet dating facilitation for that sort of thing, but we don't have direct data on serosorting. My gut feeling is that that's definitely contributing to it.
Are there plans, I know you probably aren't aware of this, but in the Department of Health or someplace to do something about this?
I really don't know.
Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from CROI 2009. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2009.